com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. That's what she said last night. Inside joke. One more thing before we leave what Kamala Harris said about rich people paying a lower rate than a teacher or a firefighter. I mentioned I had an exchange with a reporter from ABC News who made a similar comment about Mitt Romney and a $75,000 a year auto mechanic. One of the problems is a lot of people have no blooming idea what their effective tax rate really is. There's a very liberal organization called the Tax Policy Center. And I'm quoting them because they're so left-wing. And they did a study and they found that 91.4% of individual taxpayers with gross incomes between 50K and 100K pay less than 15% in taxes. And 43.9% of those making between 50 and 100K pay an effective rate between 5% and 9.99%. And 4.6% of this group pay zero federal income taxes. Now, one of the reasons for this is that a lot of people forget about these deductions and credits and exemptions that people get. Now, there's a New York Times writer named David Leonhardt. He would not call himself a lefty, but he is. Big Obamacare guy. Even he understands this. And one time, he talked about why it is that people don't really know what their effective tax rate is. Quote, "This disconnect between what we pay and what we think we pay is nothing less than one of the country's biggest economic problems. All told, most households pay less than 15% of their income to the federal government because of tax breaks, like the exclusion for health insurance, and because marginal rates apply to only a small part of a taxpayer's income. On the first $70,000, for example, of a couple's taxable income, the federal income tax rate is 13.8%. End of quote. Now, as I mentioned, the top 1% pay over 40% of the federal income taxes. And Investors Business Daily once did a poll to find out how widely known is this fact. And they asked people, of the top 1% income earners, what do you think they pay as a percentage of the federal income taxes? And it was something like, it's not in front of me right now, but less than 10% of Americans were aware the top 1% pay 40% of all the federal income taxes. Even many people in the top 1% were unaware that they were paying 40% of all the federal income taxes. Now, I bring this up because you have people like Kamala Harris and the interviewer, Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC Hee Haw. They clearly don't know this. And so when Biden says, and people just need to pay their fair share, nobody begrudges wealthy people. You may loving God love you, but pay your fair share. They already are paying their fair share, more than their fair share. If you look at their average income, top 1% makes about 20% of the nation's income, pays 40% of the federal income taxes. Is this thing on? And these people want them to pay even more. Have no blooming idea what they're already paying and want them to pay more. And as the woman at the party illustrates, many of them don't care. They don't want to know. Just as they don't want to know that Donald Trump did not say there are good and bad Nazis on both sides. Just as they don't want to know that Donald Trump did not say he's going to be a dictator. Just as they don't want to know that Donald Trump did not say there's going to be a bloodbath if I don't win. They're mired in their hatred, and they don't want to unhate Donald Trump. They're mired in their belief that the rich get richer based on exploiting the poor, and they, by the way, hire these fancy accountants, and they have accounts in the Cayman Islands, and they don't pay any income taxes. Nonsense. Now, Kamala Harris also made this assertion about the top economists who tout her plan and trash Donald Trump's plan. Number six, please.
There have been tremendous economic wins, and you've just laid out a big plan. But still, polling shows that most likely voters still think Donald Trump is better to handle the economy. Why do you think that is?
Well, here's what I know in terms of the facts.
Hold on. Well, here's what I know in terms of the fact. Before I play her response, I'm watching a lot of Fox News, and then I watch CNN and MSNBC Hee Haw, so you don't have to. And they'll have on these experts that talk about Kamala Harris's plan versus Donald Trump's plan, which plan will do better. And, of course, you have people on Fox saying that Kamala Harris's plan will be a disaster. And you have people on CNN and MSNBC Hee Haw saying that Donald Trump's plan is going to be a disaster. Again, without knowing anything about what they're going to do, what they say they're going to do, let me just suggest something to you. If Bernie Sanders in 2020, who, as I mentioned before, for a while was the party's frontrunner, a self-described Democrat socialist, was perceived too left-wing by the Democrats, which is why they gang-tackled his candidacy, put their arms around Joe Biden on the eve of the South Carolina primary because they wanted him to be the front runner because they did not believe that Bernie Sanders could win. Why? He was perceived to be too left-wing by the Democrats. If Bernie Sanders was perceived to be too left-wing by the Democrats, and according to GovTrack, Senator Kamala Harris in 2019 had a more left-wing record the last 2 years than any other senator, including Bernie Sanders. What else is there to say about what Kamala Harris would do economically if Bernie Sanders was perceived to be an economic disaster by the Democrats? It's, to me, that simple. She's talked about a national rent control. She's talked about price controls. She, of course, wants single payer. She talked about eliminating private health care insurance. She promised Al Sharpton, if she became president and there was a reparations bill on her desk, I will sign it. I'm not sure why Donald Trump does not mention this and quote her, because that's exactly what she said she would do, and there's video of this. Gender-affirming surgery for illegal alien inmates. A guaranteed national income. What are we talking about here? Now, she said that there are 16 top economists, including Nobel laureates, who tout her plan and think her plan would do better than Donald Trump's plan. Let's start number six again.
Over the last 4 years, there have been tremendous economic wins, and you've just laid out a big plan. But still, polling shows that most likely voters still think Donald Trump is better to handle the economy. Why do you think that is?
Well, here's what I know in terms of the facts. Donald Trump left us with the worst economy since the Great Depression when you look at, for example, the employment numbers.
It was during COVID, and employment was so high because we shut down the government, we shut down the country.
Even before the pandemic, he lost manufacturing jobs by most people's estimates, at least 200,000. He lost manufacturing plants, ask the auto workers. How he lost auto plants. We have grown over 20 new auto plants. He has an agenda. Let's just deal with it right now going forward, not to mention what happened in the past. He has an agenda that would include making it more difficult for workers to earn overtime, an agenda that would include cutting off access to small business loans for small businesses, an agenda that includes tariffs to the point that the average working person will spend 20% more on everyday necessities and an estimated $4,000 more a year on those everyday necessities, to the point that top economists in our country, from Nobel laureates to people at Moody's and Goldman Sachs, have compared my plan with his and said my plan would grow the economy, his would shrink the economy.
Okay, economists and Goldman Sachs and Moody's, my plan would grow the economy, his plan would sink the economy. Let's fact check that, shall we? I'm Larry Ogre. Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Eric, the CEO of Ultimate Tax Group. With my two decades of experience, I have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers like yourself. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state or have any unfiled tax returns, personal or business, never give up. My team and I want to help you take your freedom back today. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. Speak with me, Eric, or one of my associates. My team has over 75 years of experience in understanding the tax laws and tax resolution programs. We will dissect your case and map out a successful strategy. You have rights as a taxpayer. We can stop any aggressive actions. We care and fight for our clients. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099, 888-505-1099.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta to Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
SAGE 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. Attention, Patriots. The 2024 Battleground Talkers Tour is coming this October. And this time, it's our constitutional republic under attack. The stakes have never been higher. Our freedoms, our values, our very way of life are on the line. The left wants to rewrite history, silence your voice, and push America over the edge, but we won't let them join the fight. Join me, along with some of the biggest conservative voices in the nation, as we break down the most pivotal election of our lifetime. The Battleground Talkers Tour is coming to key cities across the nation this October. Visit battlegroundtour.com. That's battlegroundtour.com for details and to get your tickets today. Don't just stand by, stand up. Get your tickets now to the Battleground Talkers Tour because this November, it's all or nothing. The battle for America is on. Will you be there? Visit battlegroundtour.com to sign up and attend these events in Detroit, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Sarasota, Phoenix. Battlegroundtour.com. Get your tickets. That's battlegroundtour.com. Alan is in Roseville, California. Alan, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call, Larry.
My pleasure.
I just have a quick point. Agree 100% about the taxes and the lack of ability for the state to survive. It continues on that path, but we've been down this path before. The problem is the federal government keeps bailing us out. We've got to stop the loopholes, stop the management by crisis that allows them to funnel that money in and bail them back out after they've wasted everything away.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I'll tell you, I've written about this. If you look at the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. Nothing in there about taking money out of the pockets of 49 states and giving it to another state. The fifth president was James Monroe. He cast one veto in his presidency, and it was to veto a bill that Congress passed to authorize the expansion of the Cumberland Road that would go through Monroe's home state of Virginia. So he would have benefited from it. His state would have benefited. But he said there's nothing in the Constitution that allows Congress the authority to tax State A for a project in State B. Now, that kind of thinking now would get you locked up, because it's all done. Both sides talk about infrastructure, investments, crumbling bridges in this state and that state, and congresspersons fight over trying to get as much money from the federal government as they can for various projects in their own state. In the 70s, Jimmy Carter set up FEMA. Federal Emergency Management Agency, so that states that have natural disasters can get money from the federal government. Well, guess what happened after FEMA got set up? More states were declaring more natural disasters than they had in previous years. And secondly, and probably more importantly, they were spending less money on things to deal with their own crises, whether it's snow removal or rain, than they did before, because they knew the feds were going to come in and bail them out. So they stopped spending as much money on infrastructure and on maintaining things like bridges and roads than they did before, because they knew the federal government was going to come in and bail them out, which is exactly your point that you're making. Now, about my conversation with Irene saying that wealthy people don't pay any taxes, we just dug out an article from 2013 about the golfer Phil Mickelson, who still lives in California, lives in San Diego. And he was talking to the Golf Channel after he had done shot a final round 63 and won the Humana Challenge. And he said to this writer he was going to make drastic changes because of the taxes he was paying. Quote, "There are going to be some drastic changes for me because I happen to be in that tax zone that has been targeted both federally and by state. And, you know, it doesn't work for me right now, so I'm going to make changes." And he elaborated. "My tax rate is 62 to 63%, so I've got to make some decisions on what I'm going to do." End of quote. And he talked about California Proposition 30, which was passed after the November elections in 2012. And Californians following that proposition who make more than $1 million, their tax rate would be 13.3%. That's a 30% hike above the current state income tax rate. So Mickelson made $47 million in 2012, according to Forbes.com. He would be paying 62% of that. Now, nobody cares, because even after that, he still has $18 million left over. And so how dare he go BMW? Those of you who know my show know what that stands for. The B is a word that rhymes with witch, moan, and wine. Nobody cares about somebody making $47 million, how much money they pay in taxes when they have so much left. The point, however, is the rate, the percentage. And you have people like the woman at that party who are completely unaware of what people like that pay, and therefore they want them to pay even more. That's the point. And when you have people like Bill Maher saying, you know, at this point, I don't know. Bill Maher was also talking about why businesses are leaving California. Number 22, please.
Then he...
There is an exodus. California businesses are leaving the state in droves. In just 2018 and 19, which were economic boom years, 765 commercial facilities left. 13,000 businesses left between 2009 and 2016. Look, I came out here in 1983. I found paradise. I love California. I do. I don't want to leave. But I feel like I'm living in Italy in the 70s or something. Super high taxes, potholes in the road. I don't know what I'm getting for my super high taxes. And I do understand. And this talk of exodus, you know, I tell you, people talk about this a lot now, and people are leaving. Like in my industry, Joe Rogan left, Ben Shapiro. Sorry, ladies. Elon Musk talks about leaving.
Now, riddle me this. If all these wealthy people are paying just 1% or 2% of their income in taxes because they're able to get these fancy accountants and tax lawyers, why would they leave? Why would there be an exodus? Why would somebody like Phil Mickelson, who I presume has the ability to hire the best tax lawyers and the best accountants, how can he end up with a tax rate of between 62 and 63%? How is that possible, since, according to Irene, they don't pay virtually anything in taxes? When we come back, let's analyze these 16 economists and Moody's and Goldman Sachs, all of whom she claims support her tax policy, her economic policy over that of Donald Trump's. I'm Larry Elder.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAVE.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Lynn-Harris, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in Building 300.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder says, hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry, we didn't get Sleepy Joe to the beach. Get him away from everywhere before he starts World War III. Kamala Harris, just throw her out of the beach, too.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. People have complained or observed that Biden has spent about 40% of his time as president in Delaware. I wish he'd spent 100%. Done a lot less damage if he'd done so. 888-971-SAGE is the number. Have you heard about Dinesh D'Souza's new movie? It is based on his book of same name called Vindicating Trump. The movie is a searching examination about the real reasons why the left and the Democrats hate Donald Trump so much. They call him a tyrannical dictator, but in truth, it's the American government's authoritarian regime that's afraid that Trump will dethrone them once again. As a charismatic leader, he mobilizes the people, he gets things done, and they don't like it. That's why they're trying to get rid of him, to throw him in jail using lawsuits and indictments, and there have even been two assassination attempts on his life. Vindicating Trump reveals Donald Trump as the one man who can defeat the tyranny of the left, and that's why we need his leadership now more than ever. Don't miss Dinesh D'Souza's unqualified defense of Trump, Vindicating Trump, in theaters nationwide starting Friday, September 27th. Make your plans now. Get your tickets online at VindicatingTrump.com. That's VindicatingTrump.com. Regarding Phil Mickelson, before we leave him, he later on apologized for complaining. He issued a statement and said he should have kept his opinions on taxes to himself. So think about this. You're a high-income earner like Phil Mickelson. You're paying 13.3% of your income in California state taxes, on top of federal taxes, on top of the various other taxes you pay, so that the tax man gets 62% of your income, and you can't even complain about it. And if they do, they call you selfish. So... Now, here again is what Kamala Harris said about the top economists and about Goldman Sachs and about a finance organization called Moody's.
Over the last 4 years, there have been tremendous economic wins, and you've just laid out a big plan. But still, polling shows that most likely voters still think Donald Trump is better to handle the economy. Why do you think that is?
Well, here's what I know in terms of the facts. Donald Trump left us with the worst economy since the Great Depression when you look at, for example, the employment numbers.
It was during COVID, and employment was so high because we shut down the government, we shut down the country.
Even before the pandemic, he lost manufacturing jobs by most people's estimates, at least 200,000. He lost manufacturing plants. Ask the auto workers how he lost auto plants. We have grown over 20 new auto plants. He has an agenda. Let's just deal with it right now going forward, not to mention what happened in the past. He has an agenda that would include making it more difficult for workers to earn overtime, an agenda that would include cutting off access to small business loans for small businesses.
Let me just interrupt here. Again, this is a woman that GovTrack said in 2019 had a more left-wing record than Bernie Sanders, a self-described Democrat socialist, talking about the damage that Donald Trump would do to our economy. I mean, Scotty, beam me up.
An agenda that includes tariffs to the point that the average working person will spend 20% more on everyday necessities and an estimated $4,000 more a year on those everyday necessities, to the point that top economists in our country, from Nobel laureates to people at Moody's and Goldman Sachs, have compared my plan with his and said my plan would grow the economy, his would shrink the economy.
Okay. Top economists, Goldman Sachs, people at Moody's. Now, Steve Moore, an economist and advisor to Donald Trump, and I talked about this. Number 30?
Yeah, I would say that was a swing and a miss, although, you know, she did the best she could because she's got a rotten hand, right? I mean, the fact is that to answer the question, are middle-class people better off than they were 4 years ago? You and I and everyone listening to this show knows the answer to that question. It's hell no. They're not better off. In fact, the Census Bureau just yesterday came up with the report. They're the official, you know, referee on this. They found that the average family has lost income since 2019, since before the COVID. And most of those losses were when Joe Biden was in the White House and Kamala Harris was the vice president. And I do want voters, when they go into the voting booth in November or before that, to ask the question, gee, am I better off? One other quick thing, Larry, this idea that, you know, Trump has a sales tax. I'm not a big, as you know me, I'm not a big fan of the tariff. But, my God, what Trump should have said is, look,
if your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Eric, the CEO of Ultimate Tax Group. With my two decades of experience, I have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers like yourself. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state or have any unfiled tax returns, personal or business, never give up. My team and I want to help you take your freedom back today. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. Speak with me, Eric, or one of my associates. My team has over 75 years of experience in understanding the tax laws and tax resolution programs. We will dissect your case and map out a successful strategy. You have rights as a taxpayer. We can stop any aggressive actions. We care and fight for our clients. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. 888-505-1099.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely, enchanting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Life and age take a toll on our bodies. Whether it's the time you put in at work, sitting at a desk all day, working construction, or your playtime, running, playing sports, aches and pains are a product of living life. Relief Factor is a proven way to turn back the clock on pain and feel better. Relief Factor doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps your body eliminate it for good. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily 100% drug-free supplement. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. Give Relief Factor a try with their three-week quick start, only $19.95 less than a dollar a day. Try it and see how it can help you turn back the clock on pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Here is the rest of my conversation with Stephen Moore about these Nobel laureates. And to Stephen Moore, economist. Stephen, what is your reaction when you hear time and time and time again, whether from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, 16 Nobel laureates in economics have supported my plan? Talk to me about that.
Well, here's the thing that's really funny about this. I know a lot about this, by the way, because these are the exact 16 economists. And by the way, she's right. Four or five of them have Nobel Prizes. These are the ones, do you remember this, Larry, back when Biden came up with his Build Back Better bill or whatever it is? I can't remember what these things were called. It was $4 and $5 trillion of spending. And I don't know if you recall this, but these same 14, 15 economists wrote a letter in the New York Times saying, don't worry. Joe Biden's spending plan will not cause inflation. And they wrote that. And they said, don't worry, it's not going to cause inflation. Well, then we have the worst inflation in 40 years. Now, Larry, don't you think maybe if you got something that wrong, you should maybe send your PhD back and say, I don't know what I'm talking about? And now those same economists are the one who's saying, oh, no, it's Donald Trump that's the danger to the economy, not Joe Biden. The fact is that these are ideologues. They're not people who know anything about economics.
And, Stephen, many of these same 15 or 16 were trashing Donald Trump's economic plan when he came in, which gave us this wonderful economy, very low inflation. They were saying that the opposite was going to happen. So, again, not a real good track record. Here is what these economists wrote in a letter. Quote, while each of us has different views on the particulars of various economic policies, we all agree that Joe Biden's economic agenda is vastly superior to Donald Trump. End of quote. Now, a couple things about that. Note Kamala Harris is saying 16 Nobel laureates have said blah, 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 blah. Shows you she's no different than Joe Biden. Remember when she was asked to name a couple reasons that a couple of things that make you different, she couldn't do it? Because there isn't any difference. The 16 Nobel laureates were talking about, the 16 economists, some of whom were Nobel laureates, were talking about Biden's economic agenda, not hers. She wasn't a candidate. But now she's referring to them, letting you know that her agenda is the same agenda as Joe Biden's. They gave us record inflation, reached 9%, and gas prices over 50%. And the average family of four, as I said a million times, is now paying $1,200 a month for the same goods and services as that family paid 4 years ago. And as Donald Trump pointed out at the end of the debate, you got all these wonderful plans, all these wonderful things you're going to do to help the middle class. Why haven't you done them in the last 4 years? Number 25.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it, and you won't do it, because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack, we're not going to take fossil fuel, we're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation.
We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughing.
Okay,
I know the leaders.
That's enough. All these wonderful plans, as the former president said at the end of that debate, why haven't you done them? And there's no distinction between her economic plan and Joe Biden. Otherwise, she wouldn't be talking about the economists that support Biden's plan. They weren't talking about her plan because she wasn't even the candidate then. Now, regarding these economists, they donated tens of thousands of dollars to Democrats. One of them is an economist named Joseph Stiglitz. He's at Columbia. He reportedly spearheaded the letter, corralled all these other guys into signing it. He also wrote a letter once supporting Build Back Better, and as Stephen Moore pointed out, said it wouldn't be inflationary when it was. He also donated $1,250 to the Biden Victory Fund in 2020. Between 2004 and 2020, Stiglitz donated over $90,000 to Democrats, according to FEC records. Another one is a Georgetown professor named Akerlof, who's married to Biden's Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. He donated $25,000 to the Biden Victory Fund and maxed out as a donor in 2020, giving the campaign $5,600. Altogether, donated nearly $90,000 to Democrats between the 1990s and 2022. Also signed a letter supporting Build Back Better, claiming it wasn't going to be inflationary when it was, and signed a letter in 2020 calling Donald Trump's reelection effort, quote, selfish and reckless, close quote. Another signer of the letter is a Harvard economist and historian named Claudia Golden, donated $500 to the Biden campaign in 2020 and in 2024, donated $8,000 to Democrats in recent years, also signed a letter endorsing the Biden campaign back in 2020. Another one is an economist and mathematician named Eric Maskin. He also signed a letter supporting Biden's campaign agenda, donated $3,000 to Democrats in recent years. One of them is an economist at Stanford named Paul Milgram, also signed a letter supporting Build Back Better and called Trump's 2020 campaign selfish and reckless. Another one, Daniel McFadden.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies. There's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
To the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Next hour, we will continue our discussion about Kamala Harris' assertion that top economists support her plan. We talked about the top economists already. We're going to talk about what she said about Goldman Sachs supporting her economic plan and Moody's, which is an investment firm. Moody's chief economist is a man named Mark Zandi. Let me tell you about Mr. Zandi. Coming up. Also, Donald Trump is accused of being responsible for the death of two Georgia women who were pregnant, one of whom went to North Carolina for an abortion, claiming that Donald Trump is responsible for the abortion law. And because of the abortion law, doctors just didn't know what to do, and these women died, and they would have died had it not been for Donald Trump. We'll talk about that. Also, out here in California, an L.A. Dodger named Shohei Ohtani, hit over 50 home runs and stole over 50 bases. A fan caught the 50th baseball. The Dodgers offered the fan $300,000. The fan said, "Are you kidding me? I can get way more." It's been put up for auction, and it may bring as much as $3.5 million or even $4 million. Now, another fan, however, is suing to stop the auction, claiming that he grabbed the ball, and then the guy that ultimately ended up with the ball snatched it out of his hand. So there's a big lawsuit over that baseball. I have a question, Mr. McConnell. Maybe you can answer it. Given the 50th home run is a piece of memorabilia that is valuable, why isn't the 50th base that was stolen also not being fought over by somebody? He slid into the 50th base. Isn't that also a collector's item? It was grabbed by somebody who works for baseball. So is that person going to be able to cash in, or does the base belong to the Dodgers? That's my question. So if Ohtani had picked up the base and thrown it into the stands, then we'd be having a different conversation maybe. 888-971-SAGE. Ray is in Kansas City. He wants to talk about how women are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. So Ray, to give you time to talk about that, hang on past the break, and we'll talk to you at the top of the hour next hour, okay? 888-971-SAGE is the number, 888-971-7243. Also, Michael Cohen, if you don't have enough reason to vote for Donald Trump, the former Trump lawyer, he says if Trump wins, he'll change his name and leave the country. Number 17, please.
What do you think happens to you if he wins?
Well, I'm out of here. I mean, I'm already working on a foreign passport with a completely different name. I don't know how it's going to work as far as dealing with my wife and my children. I certainly don't want them moving to where I'm looking to go.
So you're going to change your name and leave your wife and children and move somewhere else? I wonder who's happiest, Trump or your wife. I'm Larry Elder.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.